So long as slavery was a matter of race and color, it made the conscience of the nation uneasy and continually affronted its ideals.
An ambitious project at a South Coast university is trying to help us learn more about African American history through an online readathon featuring scholars plus a number of Hollywood and Broadway stars.
For 3 days in Cincinnati in 1829, a mob of whites wounded and killed free Negroes and fugitive slaves and destroyed property.
Actresses Felicia Rashad and Yvette Nicole Brown are among the nearly three dozen performers taking part in the Cal State Channel Islands Read-In Series.
The Read-In Series is a collective action in the vein of educational activism, where I brought together performers with scholars in reading W.E.B. Du Bois's Black Reconstruction in America online.
That's CSUCI lecturer Mary Park, who's producing the project with assistance from Professor Heather Castillo.
After the death of George Floyd and all the subsequent uprisings, I realized that many, many young people are very activated and were trying to figure out what to do. There were a lot of book lists going around online and, you know, people trying to figure out how to educate themselves about being anti-racist. And I realized that there was one book that was not going to be on everyone's list, which is this 750-page book that was published in 1935 by this very significant but somewhat not widely known scholar.
Park says what's taught in our schools today doesn't tell the real or full story of the Black experience in America. She says she listened to the book during her regular commutes from Ventura County to Los Angeles. It led to her idea to turn it into an online readathon, a modern-day version of the 1960s read-ins that college students would hold on college campuses. Park says while the book was published more than 8 decades ago, many of the same issues are relevant today.
I do hope that people who tune in and listen understand that the issues that we're facing in 2020 are not new. They are built into the fabric of American governance and society and culture. And, you know, we've spent more than enough time trying to decide if it's right or wrong, and it's definitely time to move forward.
The project breaks the book down into chapters, with new installments going online every Friday from now until Election Day.
I was really fortunate in my performing career, have performed with Michael McElroy, Merle Dandridge, and happened to go to college with someone who's become a very successful actor, Toke Sologundaye, and them signing on early brought more people on through their networks.
Park talks about some of the key messages of the book.
This is W.E.B. Du Bois's main point was that the Civil War, the North could not have won the Civil War without the work of Black people joining the fight and putting their literal bodies on the line. And Black Reconstruction could not have been possible without the efforts of Black people and then soon citizens. And he was also course correcting a whole slew of literature and history books that had come out telling this alternative story.
So what does the Cal State Channel Islands lecturer hope that people get from the project?
Education is a huge factor in understanding how to move forward. You know, there's that old adage that's like, you can't move into your future without knowing your past. And I think that is particularly, you know, true in this moment.
You can find a link to the Read-In series by going to our website, kclu.org. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.